This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So watching the events unfold over the weekend as Iran targeted Israel, attacking them directly from Iran, not via a proxy, crossed a line that we had not yet seen crossed. And it begs the question, how easy is it going to be now for more lines to be crossed? How easy is it going to be now to have more animosity towards Israel by various countries? We're going to continue to hear about, well, Israel has to show restraint. Israel is, you know, bringing this on themselves. I mean, aren't you getting tired of hearing this kind of thing? I am, that is for sure. Folks, welcome to the program. Monday edition, of course, is here, is upon us. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course, as we start this wonderful week of broadcasting here. Hour number two officially underway. We hope that you had a great weekend. And certainly, I'm sure that you were watching the coverage of what was happening in Israel. And I'll tell you that seeing those anti-missile systems, those defense systems come alive and actually watch them shoot these drones out of the sky, those that made it all the way to Israel, it was really just an awesome thing to behold. Of course, U.S. forces, assets, as they say, and then also Jordanian and even Israeli, of course, forces were shooting these things down. Jordan opening up their airspace, we understand, to allow this kind of thing to happen. That was also very significant, I think. But, folks, by the way, as I said, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. We have a lot to talk about. Don't forget the telephone number, 949-822-7959, if you'd like to opine this hour about what we saw happen over the weekend. Also, you can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message and simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, you'll be off and running from there. Well, through all of this, and I'm so glad that essentially 99% of these drones, missiles, and cruise missiles were shot down with relatively little damage in Israel proper. That, my friends, is a very good thing. But it does beg the question, and I agree with Alan Dershowitz. He's quoted on Newsmax at this hour, and this is a very interesting article. Attacks like those that unfolded Saturday against Israel from Iran will happen, quote, again and again. And wars in Gaza, Lebanon, and Yemen will never end as long as the Ayatollahs remain in charge of Iran. So the only solution is regime change, Harvard Law Professor Emeritus Alan Dershowitz argued on Newsmax Sunday. However, America is standing in the way, he told Newsmax's Sunday report. There must be a change of regime and a return to an Iran which is democratic, as 70% of Iranians want regime change and 90% of Arab states in the region want regime change, Dershowitz said. That will require going after Iran's nuclear capabilities, said Dershowitz. You see, Alan Dershowitz gets it, okay? Alan Dershowitz understands what's happening here. Alan Dershowitz is putting into the exact words that we need in order to actually get something to happen in this entire problem. And it is a major, major problem. Meanwhile, now, of course, as you're talking about, you know, requiring going after their nuclear capabilities, well, of course. But who wants to actually give them a nuclear deal? John Kerry and the rest of the Biden people that have been working for this for a very, very, very long time. And, of course, not to mention the billions of dollars that have been released or returned to Iran. Now, you tell me, folks, if you're the major state sponsor of terrorism in the world, and you go from a state of being in a bad way because of sanctions and other things that were happening during the Trump administration, and now you go to have being flush with billions of dollars. Imagine what you could do. Well, look, we've seen what can be done. But even so, why is it that this administration is so fearful of these different groups, especially in Michigan, groups that have been showing their disdain for American support for Israel? That's tantamount to obviously those in charge in Iran. You know, this is not leadership. We're not witnessing any kind of leadership. We're witnessing just another political nightmare that is being foisted upon not just us for some election, as it were, but foisted upon the world. I wish that the Democrat Party elite and the far left could understand that they could finally get it through their heads that Israel is the target that the Iranian Ayatollahs, the Mullahs, whatever you want to call them, that they are hell-bent, just like their proxies, Hezbollah and Hamas and others, to destroy Israel, to kill the Jewish people. You know, you go back in history and you say to yourself, well, gee whiz, if I was around here in 1933 or something, we'd stand up to those Nazis. If we, you know, you had a DeLorean, you had a time machine, you go back there and you could actually change it. Well, we have this opportunity right here. Unfortunately, we don't have a DeLorean, but we have right now. And right now, you've still got people who have it inculcated into their very structure that they want to destroy Israel, that they want to eradicate the Jews, that they think they are doing the world a favor. They think they're doing a good thing. It's all twisted. But we have a chance to stop them. And I agree with Dershowitz. He goes on to say, otherwise this happens again and again because Iran loses nothing, he said. Iran goes to the bank with its oil revenues and sends out its surrogates, Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis. And this is just another day for Iran. Yep. And that was Saturday. Lord help us on Monday. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Hour number two under off to a great start, of course, I think. We'll see you on the other side of the break. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Week of broadcasting, Lord only knows what we might be talking about as we get towards next weekend, or this coming weekend, I should say, only because we don't know exactly what Israel might do in terms of retaliation, whether it will occur very, very quickly, or whether or not it will be, you know, as we always hear, at a day and time of their own choosing kind of a thing. But nevertheless, there will likely be some kind of retaliation for this. But as we were talking about just a little while ago, President Biden has warned, this from the Daily Mail, that the U.S. will not support any counterattack against Iran. Biden spoke with Netanyahu in a late-night phone call after Iran bombarded Israel with hundreds of missiles and drones on Saturday in response to a drone strike in Syria that killed 12 Iranians, including two top generals. Senior White House official told Axios that Biden made it clear to Netanyahu that U.S. forces would not participate in any further operations. Netanyahu said he understood. Israel understands, obviously, that many times it has to go it alone. And I don't blame them, obviously. But they have to do what they need to do. This is one of the things, my friends, in terms of survival, that is so paramount for Israel. And it's hard for us to get a handle on that. I think generally speaking, I think a lot of conservatives, you know, have an unwavering support for Israel. They realize the danger that's involved. But for the general public, a lot of times it's interesting to try to put things into perspective. The distances involved between Israel, well, Iran's like it's like 1,000 miles away to Tehran, basically. But generally speaking, the Arab world, that neighborhood, is the proximities are very close quarters comparatively. You know, we think of it, and it's understandable. You know, we think about our country, the United States of America, as being protected by two vast oceans and so forth. And yes, I know in the days of technology and intercontinental ballistic missiles, those oceans aren't necessarily quite the buffer that you thought they might have been, you know, pre-technological advances like that. But nevertheless, you know, we here in California, we have these big counties. And all throughout our states, we have counties or parishes or you know, just different areas. And it would be as if, you know, people in L.A. County were sending rockets and mortars against people in Orange County, California. I mean, those are the proximities involved. And Israel has to – it's had to evolve this very, very complex but yet effective way of maintaining its own integrity, because the alternative is just get overrun, and they would do it. Look what happened on October 7th, for goodness sakes. Well, this also, folks, from Breitbart, the administration of leftist President Joe Biden did not move to renew expiring sanctions and Iran's drone and ballistic missile production at the United Nations in October, shortly after the Iran-backed massacre of an estimated 1,200 people in Israel and Saturday's unprecedented direct missile assault by Iran on the country. The Iranian military spent much of the past week threatening retaliation against Israel in response to a military operation targeting senior leaders of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, or IRGC, an arm of the Iranian military and U.S.-designated terrorist organization. By the way, the Houthis are a designated terrorist organization. And just the other day, as we reported to you here on this program, the United States is actually wondering if we take you off the terror list, Mr. Houthi, will you stop bombing and sending your drones and missile strikes to shipping in the Red Sea? I mean, it's like, I don't know. I guess you file that under the if you can't beat them, join them file. That's this again. I'm telling you, and it's no way to start a Monday, but it is what it is. This is no way to lead. This is no way to run a railroad. This is not how you get an off-ramp for the Houthis, because I'm telling you, the Houthis don't want an off-ramp. Sometimes adversaries want an off-ramp. Sometimes hostilities break out. But both sides understand ultimately that this is not going to be sustainable. This has to stop. And that's why, for lack of a better expression, In a normal hostile environment, both sides typically want to get that off ramp, and that's why you have peace negotiations. But I'm telling you, I just don't see that the Houthis, for example, would ever want a real off ramp, or the Iranians, for that matter, either. So you have to deal with these people. You have to deal with these regimes from their capabilities. You have to deal from what they're able to do and what they've demonstrated that they're going to do and have done. There's just no other way to approach this. And no amount of wishful thinking or, you know, trying to, hey, you know, we'll take you off that terror list because, you know, Mr. Bad Donald Trump put you on that thing, and Mr. Good Joe Biden, he took you off that thing and then put you back on again, and now we'll take you off again, you know, if that's what it takes. You know, in other words, how do I get you into peace today? How do I get you into that? No. I don't want it. All right. So, again, back to this article. Tehran finally acted on Saturday in launching over 300 drones and missiles towards Israeli territory, the barrage orchestrated directly by the Iranian military, and not one of its many proxy forces, such as Hezbollah in Lebanon and the Yemeni Houthi terrorist organization, was unprecedented, Biden said in response. It did not, however, result in major damage. The Israeli Defense Forces confirmed over 300 threats of various types swarmed Israel from Iran. An estimated 99% of them were intercepted, as we've been talking about this. Critics of the Biden administration noted in the aftermath of the attack that Iran has had nearly 5 months to legally expand its development of drone and ballistic missile technology after what's called Transition Day, October 18th, 2023, as part of former President Barack Obama's catastrophic 2015 Iran nuclear deal, known formally as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. The United States Security Council imposed limits on Iran's ballistic missile and drone programs. The signatories to the agreement chose October 18th as an automatic expiration deadline, presumably expecting Iran to abide by the deal and earn the termination. Iran has consistently violated the agreement since its 2015 signing, and most recently expelling International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, inspectors in November. The IAEA has repeatedly warned that Iran is enriching uranium at levels that are not consistent with peaceful nuclear development. In other words, my friends, the Iranian government has no interest in making toast using nuclear power. Okay, I'm telling you this. I think we can safely say this. What they want are nuclear weapons-grade enrichment. October 18th also arrived shortly after the invasion and massacre of the Israelis by Hamas, a jihadist organization that has long received financial support from Iran. A Hamas spokesman told the BBC on the record on October 7th that Hamas had, quote, direct backing from Iran for the attack. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, openly celebrated the genocidal attack on Twitter, calling the state of Israel a cancer. So they could have come in and extended. The Security Council sanctions could have been extended through protocol in the United Nations to formally accuse Iran of violating the provisions of the nuclear deal. The Biden administration made no move to snap back the sanctions, however, announcing a new series of sanctions limited to some Iranian individuals and organizations backed by dozens of states that co-signed a joint statement with the State Department in October. In other words, folks, you know, if you hear Joe Biden and Joe Biden's folks say that, well, we're doing everything we can, no, not in the least. Tiny little bit. All right, folks. Stay right there. We are coming right back. Bottom of the hour break is just around the corner here, and we are going to return. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. Thanks in part to conflict involving Israel and the Middle East, gas prices continue their upward trend. USA's John Schaefer.
AAA is reporting a roughly 20-cent increase per gallon of regular gas over the past month, the national average now standing at $3.63 a gallon. Experts attribute this rise to refinery maintenance and escalating tensions in the Middle East. They do anticipate further increases in gas prices as peak driving season approaches.
Roku has disclosed yet another security breach. On Friday, the company revealed about 576,000 accounts had been compromised. This revelation came to light while Roku was in the process of notifying customers about a prior breach that impacted roughly 15,000 accounts earlier in the year. Roku assured that sensitive data did remain inaccessible. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Sometimes I think maybe we're not using the secret weapons that we have at our disposal. Before you get too far ahead of me, I'm just thinking we need to do things like, I don't know, maybe send Sheila Jackson Lee over to Tehran, have her explain, I don't know, not just the eclipse, but any other scientific thing we can think of that, will just blow their minds so much that they'll stop doing whatever it is that they're doing. They'll be so mesmerized by how wrong it all is. But at any rate, folks, we're having a little bit of fun here on Monday. Because it's Monday, for one thing. Also, it is tax day. It's April 15th. I hate to remind you of that, but as a professional broadcaster, we do need to remind you of these key dates that we're hitting here. And it is, of course, April 15th. We hope everything is already done up and gone and done and signed, sealed, and delivered, as it were. But once again, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Much to talk about as we continue. 949-822-7959. That is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And we'd love to get your calls as well. You know, in other news, as we're watching what's happening in Israel. And by the way, I do want to mention one thing. One other thing about the Israeli about the Iranian strike on Israel. And that is, I was listening to Mark Levin on Saturday. He actually called in to Fox News and was being interviewed because he was actually in Jerusalem at that time and was in a bunker, you know, below ground as a result of these air raid warnings. And he said something that I thought was very interesting, only because of the specter that gets raised as a result of these ongoing hostilities. And that is, you know, we always hear, you know, all about, you know, the Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. They have 100 or 150,000 rockets that they have at their disposal they could start hitting Israel with. And again, part and parcel of what this attack was anticipated to be, or we were anticipating as the clock was, you know, winding down, we know these drones are flying, you know, we know they're going to get there at a certain time, basically, estimated, and, you know, is Israel going to then come under attack from many other sources, not the least of which would be in Lebanon, southern Lebanon, Hezbollah, launching a bunch of rockets. In other words, it would start to overwhelm their system. That's what you do in terms of when you have defense systems, you try to overwhelm them by attrition. That is just one of the first principles of war. You know, if you have 20 Roman legions and your opponent only has 5 Roman legions and you're battling out to see who's going to rule Rome, well, guess who might win? Because again, it's a lot of times just by attrition, right? So the idea here was, what happens if? And I like the way that Mark Levin sort of approached this thing, not because of, you know, some kind of grim specter that was raised, but it went to the notion of how much longer will Israel take this? Because Mark Levin was talking about, well, you know, they talk about these, you know, 100,000 basically rockets that could come into Israel. And he said, well, look, don't forget, you know, Israel has nuclear weapons. At what point, if someone shot 100,000 missiles at you, what would you do? And again, I'm not advocating the release of a nuclear weapon. What I'm saying is that at some point, the regime in Tehran and others of their ilk, like-minded individuals, believe that they can continue to push and push and push. And at what point, again, in the realm of self-preservation, could you see something like that occur? And I again, it's only because this whole thing can get so out of hand so very, very quickly. And, you know, we've also heard talk about the difference in cost. For example, the Houthis are using very comparatively low-cost missiles and material to attack the shipping and the United States Navy, for that matter. And then we hit them back, but we use $1 million piece of ordnance to do it. So part of this thing, too, is to get us to deplete, get us to spend a whole heck of a lot of money and for a relatively little return, one might argue as well. So at any rate, you know, whether or not Iran has a nuclear weapon, and this was also on my mind as well, because at some point there could be a terrible catastrophe. When that happens, we don't know what's going to happen next, per se. And so hopefully it never gets to that point. But getting back to what Alan Dershowitz is quoted as saying, yeah, you've got to change Iran. It's well past time. Not only for the good of the world, but also for the good of the Iranian people who in so many ways continue to be subjugated by an evil regime. Yep, I said evil regime, so there you go. All right, well, as I said, folks, we got some other news to tell you about as well as we go through the program this morning. We'll be talking with Denise Simon here in just a little bit in the next segment. We'll start a little before the top of the hour with Denise. She'll be here with us, of course, for much of the next hour. So if you have questions or comments, you're welcome to call 949-822-7959. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of next hour if you have a question or comment for Denise. But I know that she'll have all kinds of information that will be up to date for us as we move through the morning. Well, in New York City, this from New York Post, a brazen gunman waltzed into a Foot Locker in the Bronx and stole a bunch of brand-name clothes, then whined on his way out that a worker dared to jostle him during the crime, cops and staff said Sunday. The unidentified subject hit the 3rd Avenue store about 7:45 p.m. on April 9th, police said. He gathered a whole stack of Nike sweatshirts, sweatpants, according to a security guard, Lawrence Graham, who was not working that day but heard about the ordeal from the guard who was there. The guy came in and went straight to this right here, Graham said as he gestured towards a rack of gray Nike sweats. He swiped clothes from right here. He pulled a gun. He put the gun back and went to the hats, walked around here with the hats, got some more stuff, and walked straight out. In other words, this is all becoming the norm, isn't it? On the way out, he mouthed off to the guard, asking why the worker bumped into him, the employee said. The guard said, "I didn't bump you. I see you have all my stuff," Graham said. "We couldn't stop him because he had a gun on him. Once he flashed the gun, there's nothing you can do." The armed robber strode outside to another man who was waiting on a scooter, and the pair fled, cops said. Graham said robberies aren't common in the Bronx store, although he's seen people snatch hats off the racks, but no one's ever pulled a gun. Well, it's starting to get a lot worse, isn't it? That's the point here. And Graham pilloried State Assembly Speaker Carl Hestie, a Bronx Democrat, for shutting down Governor Kathy Hochul's plan earlier this month to toughen sentencings for violent shoplifters. "I just don't believe raising penalties is ever a deterrent on crime," Hestie infamously said at the time. The store guard responded, "I think that's bull." So I'm telling you, folks, again, people see, just like we had that quote earlier from a person in California who said, "Look, these 99-cent stores are closing down, you know, and I blame Gavin Newsom, governor of California, because everything's too expensive, and there's too high of a minimum wage for the fast food workers and so forth." In other words, this all goes to my point that people see what's happening. They perceive it. They understand it. They can tell you in a much more professional way what's happening and what to do about it than so many of our elected officials. In other words, it's not a rocket scientist to have to tell you that having an open border leaves us open to all kinds of terrible attacks. Even when you have, and you can look at the border and figure that part out, and then you can see that it's not secure. And then at the same time, even the FBI director can say things like, "Hey, we could be in store for a Moscow-style attack." Easy on this stuff. But yet the Democrat Party elite, the Biden administration people, they all go on their merry way and would love for you to think that you're just losing it, as opposed to, again, seeing what we all see so very clearly. Well, folks, it's going to be even more clear when we come back after this short break. We've got a lot to tell you about, a lot to do. Great song by request. Kyle Warren with you, Monday edition.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We start off with two words: Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Long.
We'll file this under the Say It Isn't So filing cabinet. Well, guess what, folks? There are already people who want to not rename or change the name, rather, of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Maryland and Baltimore that was destroyed by the Dolly, the cargo ship. You know... All right, well, evidently, Francis Scott Key has come under fire. Evidently, he owned slaves, it looks like. But, of course, now they want to change the name of the bridge and so forth. You know, folks, it is, again, a very interesting thing because eventually we'll get rid of all the names. Only because, and I'm not advocating slavery, not the least tiny little bit. But I will say this, that... people were born into a terrible system, And they actually helped to create a new nation that actually has the ability and had the ability and exercised the ability to actually end that. And I think that's also something we need to remember in terms of how America has always moved, I think, in the correct and right moral direction to do something like free the slaves, like bring about civil rights. In the 100 years later, it was, as a matter of fact, to actually see these things happen and to create a much more perfect union, that's what America does. And we do that each and every day of our existence, hopefully. But you still have so many on the far left that would love to be able to supplant the United States with Marxism, with communism, with socialism, with anything else you can think of, under the guise of trying to make it all better. And that, my friends, is they're trying to pull a fast one on you. All right, well, folks, once again, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. We got another great request coming in from Driver Ron this morning. And he writes and he says, hope you had a great rain-free weekend. Well, almost. We had a little some drizzle here and there. It wasn't super bad. He says, it was like SoCal here at a mile high, at Mile High City, basically, with temps approaching 80 degrees and cloudless skies. A clear sky without clouds is kind of rare for Denver, and we're right up next to the mountains, and generally the mountain peaks will cause clouds to form. Says, for Country Music Monday, I tried really hard to find songs about drinking. Says, do you know how hard that is? Not hard at all, he says. But he's got a couple of great requests. We did have a request coming in from John listening on AM 860 earlier. But Ron has a couple of great suggestions. We're going to save one of them for the next Country Music Monday. And then the other one here, this is a song from Eric Church. And it's a really cool song. I think you're really going to like this one, folks. This is a cool song, again, from Eric Church. And this is called Drink in My Hand, courtesy of Driver Ron in Denver.
Early morning, the Friday at 5, man, I work, but I don't climb. Boss man, you're at overtime, up his cane. That little tattoo playing Peaky Blue on your back. Yeah, if you want to impress me, baby, here's my plan. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand.
All right. Eric Church. Drink in My Hand. And that is a very, very, very cool country song. and it does move, and it's got a great feel to it. There is no doubt about that. And I like that. I have to say, I haven't heard that one. And I always appreciate Ron so very, very much, because he always sends in these great requests, especially for Country Music Monday. And that really takes the cake. We had a great request as well from John from AM860, listening on AM860 earlier for Johnny Cash and Folsom County, Folsom Prison Blues. So we kind of went kind of the spectrum this morning, kind of old style, old school country, to some of the newer rocky stuff, and that's pretty cool, if you ask me. You know what else is pretty cool, my friends, is because it is time. It is time to talk to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, and I've been dying to talk to her. I know you've been dying to hear what she has to say as we watched everything unfold on Saturday. So good morning and happy Monday to you, Denise.
Well, thanks for the nice words, and thank you. Good morning.
Well, as always, anytime, because there is so much going on. And so on Saturday, when we got off of the weekend show early Saturday mm-hmm. morning, none of this had started up yet, but it wasn't too long after that. So what's your reaction to this?
My reaction is, where are the Arab leaders? It is said that Iran informed Turkey in advance of the planned operation. So what did Turkey do? Well, doesn't look like they did anything. There were some ordnance that the Houthis fired off from Yemen. So where's Saudi Arabia? Because if you look at a map, it went right over Saudi Arabia's airspace.
Yeah.
Where's Egypt? This whole thing is so remarkable to me. We had a female pilot in Jordan, actually, who actually participated and successfully nailed some ordnance before it landed. So, hat tip at least to Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
But where's everybody else?
Yeah, very, very good question. Even so, the prevailing idea is that so many of the Arab states are terrified of Iran, number one, and they want to see something done about it. But yet, are they just not being vocal? For what reason, do you think?
Well, I think I've said it previously a few times, and that is, we have militant Islam. You've got militant Islam that is happening with Al-Qaeda, with ISIS-K, with the Taliban, with Hamas, with Hezbollah. Do I keep going?
Yeah.
Exactly. So where are these Arab leaders? Israel needs, and the West, needs to help Israel tell the story here. And, you know, there was a time that everybody was against ISIS. And, you know, Trump comes in and he says he eliminated ISIS. Well, he didn't eliminate him. But at least they quit doing some of the most horrific things that they were doing. Because, you know, he took some action. And
right.
It was aggressive action.
And that's,
where's all that been since then?
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, stay right there. We're going to climb up to the top of the hour news, everybody. We'll come right back after the top of the hour news. More with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there, because we haven't even gotten started yet.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR
PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.